Well, thank you, Beth, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to In Touch on WCCI and WCCIRadio.com. In Touch airs weekday mornings at 11:40 a.m. And today we're joined via the telephone by Dr. Thomas Roth, founder of the Sleep Disorders and Research Center at the Henry Ford Hospital. He currently serves as the center's director. And this is March, of course, as we wind down this month. But we're talking about National Sleep Awareness Month. And, Doctor, I'm guessing that that's something that obviously is important to every single one of us. And if we examine our night's sleep, many of us fall short in getting the required amount of sleep. And there are a lot of reasons, right? There are a lot of reasons why, right?
Absolutely. You know, one, it's important because it impacts, you know, it impacts every other aspect of your life, from your weight to your mood to everything. You know, those 8 hours of sleep every night tremendously impact the next 16 hours. Now, people typically have difficulty not getting adequate amount of sleep. In young people, very often it's because, and in some occupations like shift work, it's because of the nature of you know, they just don't spend enough time in bed. But for most of us, for most people, it is because they have difficulty with their sleep. They have conditions such as pain conditions, nocturia, depression. All of these things will disturb and fragment our sleep and will rob us of our sleep and give us the risk of cardiovascular disease, of depression, and there's very unequivocal data about that. So things like sleep apnea increase the risk of hypertension. Things like nocturia increase the risk of hypertension. Insomnia increases the risk of hypertension. So all of us need to think about what can we do to maximize our sleep.
Well, I think you hit upon a very important point. I think individually we have to probably either make some changes or make sure we do certain things, because there are some important ways to assure ourselves of the best night of sleep possible. I'm thinking in today's world where we're so engaged with you know, electronic devices and worrying about work and all those good things, that's something that probably sabotages our night's sleep on a regular basis.
There's no question. You know, it used to be watching television in bed. Now people are playing games in bed. They're online. People keep their, you know, keep their digital phones by their bedside. And all of that disturbs sleep. And there's no question. We have to make sure that we have an ideal bedroom environment. That's light, temperature, no computers, no iPhones, things like that. But above and beyond that, once we've done those things, if we're still not getting our needed 7 to 8 hours of sleep, we really have to contact our physician about telling them what is our problem. My problem is I snore all night long. It wakes me up. My problem is I have to go to the bathroom 2-3 times a night, even twice tonight, and as a result, I sleep fitfully all night long. So you're right. You have to start with what we take care of, then after that's done, we go to the clinician to deal with the problems. We need to get medically treated.
Well, I know one thing that I've heard over the years is keep a routine, because that's very important, and that's something we can do to make changes or stay current on how we sleep. And I know oftentimes I hear people say, well, I can't wait for a vacation or for the weekend. I'm going to catch up on my sleep. That really isn't something that is possible, is it? I mean, can you so-called catch up on your sleep?
It's very important to understand that you definitely do catch up on your sleep. You know, if you don't, you know, unfortunately, for example, residents who work all night long, they catch up on their sleep when they're driving home the next day. There's a huge number of car accidents in the United States due to people falling asleep in the wheel. When you're falling asleep at the wheel, your body is catching up on your sleep. When you go to a movie and you fall asleep, you're catching up on your sleep. When you go to church and you fall asleep, you're catching up on your sleep. So there's no question you will catch up on your sleep. But like you said, it's not a very good idea, because you want to catch up on your sleep in bed, not in classrooms, in churches, in movie theaters, or driving your car, or on the job.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point. And one thing we didn't really touch upon, but our eating and drinking habits also impact our night's sleep, and there are probably certain things to stay away from at certain times of the day.
Absolutely. The two things you really want to avoid more than anything else is, again, people tend to drink caffeine because they don't get enough sleep, so they're tired, and then the caffeine makes their sleep worse. And the other thing which is really important to avoid is alcohol. People are very seduced by alcohol because it makes them sleepy, but as you metabolize the drug, in the second half of the night, your sleep is highly fragmented. So very clearly, it's alcohol and caffeine are really the scourges of sleep. In terms of food, one of the things that's very important to understand, as you don't get enough sleep, whether, again, due to whatever conditions, rheumatoid arthritis, nocturia, whatever condition it is, that leads to weight gain. So it's, as you go from 8 hours of sleep to 7 to 6 to 5, the risk of obesity goes up, the risk of type 2 diabetes goes up. So lack of sleep, more sleepiness, more obesity.
Let's just retouch upon some of the resources out there. I'm sure there's probably information where people can go to get a good night's sleep. And if there are issues that you touched upon that are, something that needs to be addressed by a doctor, it's probably smart to at least start with your family practitioner and go from there, right?
Absolutely. It's always smart to start with your primary care doctor, tell him your problem, ask for a referral, and explain to him what the disturbed sleep is leading to. Now, where can you get information? The American Academy of Sleep Medicine has a website. It's AASM. You go to that website. The National Sleep Foundation is an organization which is committed to helping patients or helping people get adequate amounts of sleep. So very clearly, there are websites. The best known ones would be the National Institutes of Health Sleep Center, the National Sleep Foundation, and the American Academy of Sleep Medicine.
Our time is winding down with Dr. Roth here. Let's talk finally. Any thoughts that may have been missed or glossed over or anything else or any huge points of advice that you'd like to finish with this morning?
Well, again, no huge points of advice. Just to repeat what I've said, the first thing we all owe ourselves is to make sure we do the right thing. We want to make sure, like you said, don't drink alcohol, don't drink caffeine in the evening. Like you said, regularize your bedtimes, don't spend too much time in bed. But if you're still not getting the 7 to 8 hours of sleep you need, it is very, very important to understand that's going to lead to major problems. Go see your doctor, explain what the problems are.
Well, Dr. Roth, thank you so much for your time today. We certainly appreciate it, and we wish you the very best, and we look forward to visiting with you down the line in a future edition of the In Touch show. Thank you so much for being with us.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.